was founded, she was strong and pure and good. And her leaders on their knees were not ashamed to call on God. But our nation in her prime has turned her back upon the right. And the clouds of evil threaten to turn glory into night. Strong wickedness has crept in like a cold and bloody thief. Those who know the Lord and do His work stand by in disbelief. For the love of God and country, we must not cease for a day. For the future of our children, we must lift our hearts and pray. Turn the tide, Lord, turn the tide. Open wide the floodgates of your power. Stem the flood of wickedness. Restore, revive, and bless. Turn the tide.
God's enemy is hard at work, undermining everywhere. Breaking down foundations, twisting laws and setting snares. He would take away our freedom and replace it with despair. And he laughs at those opposing him as if they were not there. But God's children cannot sit back. We must stand up and defend. For the battle is not over till our King declares the end. We must work and fight and beat Him, not as those that beat the air. For the greatest weapon in our hand is strong and fervent prayer. Turn the tide, Lord, turn the tide. Of your power, stem the flood of wickedness, restore, revive, and bless. Turn the tide. Though the waves of immorality may beat upon the shore, and it seems that all ungodliness is knocking at our door, we must never give up hope. We must not let them win the war. We must plead with Him who has the power to cleanse and to restore. Turn the tide, Lord, turn the tide. Wide the floodgates of your power. Stem the flood of wickedness. Restore, revive, and bless. Turn the tide.
Stem the flood of wickedness. Restore, revive, and bless.
Turn.